Absolutely. And I think we're made by the good Lord to attach to Him. And if we do not attach to the right things, we're going to find something to attach to. You know, when I was working as a psychologist just starting off, I kind of felt like there were two lists. You know, these are the lists that are kind of the approved addiction lists, a little bit overeating, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And then these were the bad things, you know, the drugs, the alcohol. But when we look at it as a whole, you know, over the years, it just became very apparent that we're all struggling with addictive behavior of some sort or another. We say that over the course of our lifetime, even with just alcohol and drugs, one out of every 2.3 people will be affected by their family members or they themselves with alcohol and drugs. So when you look at all the other ways that we can struggle with balance and compulsive behavior, and then look at alcohol and drugs in particular, we are all affected by the tendency to not feel or by other people that have had trouble in those areas.
So you and your colleague, Marcus Dayhoff, you really felt compelled to do something about these problems. You wrote a book called Fire Your Excuses. What excuses does the book specifically address?
Well, you know, the list that we came up with was based on our list that we found working over 25 years or so in clinical practice, and then what we had done corporately. You know, together we've spoken close to 3,000 times now to 500 companies, and we've also had prior practices. And what we saw in both areas were things like blind spots that smart, even godly people had, things that people didn't realize that they were needing to look at, denial. That was a huge part and probably the most important thing, because if we're in denial, we don't look at anything else. Health and wellness, which we've been talking about, good people dying years, even decades early because of health issues that they had ignored. Social connections, you know, we are still a country that has quite a bit of wealth, but yet we are a country that has social poverty. We can talk a little bit more about that later, about just not having enough connections. And that makes a huge difference even in our health and in other areas. Communication, the tendency for us to not communicate well together and miss each other, and how that affects our ability to stay together as families and couples and even churches and splits that we see. Time management, people that are spending great deals of time on things that really are not the best versus looking at their giftedness and saying, you know, how could I make time for most important things? We have time for some of our entertainment, but maybe not to do the things that we were best born to do. Of course, finances, we could talk about that and just how we get to retirement, many of us, and not have what we need, but yet along the lines we've spent our money in different ways that don't make sense. And then careers. There's a lot of people stuck in career where situations where they become commoditized. I meet a lot of people mid-career, and maybe that's probably the people that resonate with our message a lot, that know that they can do more. And I've been writing and speaking a lot lately about this third quarter career idea, that what are you going to do in your third quarter after the halftime? You know, this is the second half of your career. Maybe you feel stalled out. Maybe you feel like your job is not as valued. Those are major issues. And finally, as a believer and in general, that we believe the capstone of where we need to look at firing our excuses is in our area of service. How do we make our lives all about giving to other people and making a difference, leaving a legacy? I've never been happier in life than when I'm serving, and yet I forget that from time to time.